having an opportunity to talk and share those concerns, they really respond well and they take it very seriously. There's no messing, you know, they understand this is serious. And I always think it's great that we give the children a voice and the workshops give them back the power, really, and say, yes, it's all right to talk about it.
I was just going to say, I mean, from your point of view as a head teacher, how important was it for you to let Childline come in and do these workshops in your school?
Oh, it's really important to have the workshops in school. And I would say to all head teachers, if you've not had them in, get them in and see the impact that it has. Don't be scared. Because I think sometimes schools and parents think, I don't think it's right for young children to be talking about these things. They're happening. The children know about them anyway. It was important to me in my school because we take safeguarding very, very seriously. And actually all schools do and need to embrace that. So I would say if you've not had Childline in doing the workshops, get them in. Give the children the chance to speak out and have a voice, and at least be aware then of what they could do if they were struggling or had a concern.
Obviously, Childline's a charity, and this is what this appeal's all about, raising money to get this service in schools. In your opinion, having experienced this workshop in your school, would you say it's fair to maybe call for this to be mandatory across the country and on the curriculum?
From my point of view, I think it would be a wonderful thing to have as a mandatory part of the curriculum. Every school is different and every person's perspective is different. I've worked in schools where there is a high number of vulnerable children and families, so I see that this is absolutely an essential need. Yes, I think it should be something that is for every school. And obviously, the Department for Education and the government need to look at that perhaps and think, how can we give this message in the right and appropriate way? Childline do it in such a way that reaches the children appropriately. So I would want to make sure that we're not watering down that message either by doing it perhaps through a different route. This is a great way to do it.
And of course, nobody wants to see another Daniel Pelker case in this country. You know, that could help that. This could help that.
Every year or so, there's a huge case, isn't there? And messages are being given. Somewhere along the lines, information wasn't shared or information wasn't gathered. The message that we give in our school, and I know other head teachers the same, is every tiny bit of information in a child's story is important because they help to piece together that bigger picture. And if we have a little bit of information, if Childline have a little bit of information, it's about putting all those pieces together. So safeguarding child protection concerns, it's absolutely essential that that's a priority, and everyone working with young people, not just in schools, in any way, need to play a part in that and recognise their roles and responsibilities in sharing any concerns that they have about young people.